Now, in Kansas, the Kansas State Board of Education challenged many members of the board, not all of them, challenged the paradigm of we're teaching this kind of natural origins from rock to rock stars, as a friend of mine once put it, that we're challenging that non-life can make life based on these scenarios in the textbook that certainly can't work. But we have to teach that and nothing else. Well, what if there's data, they ask, what if there's data to suggest that these things can't happen? Then we shouldn't be teaching that. We might have to teach that we don't know how we started here naturally. Aha, well, there's some data. The data says we haven't a clue. But we can't say that because then kids might think that we got here some other way than nature. See, we can't let them have a thought, a real discussion about origins. We have to indoctrinate them. So the Intelligent Design Organization challenged that at the state board level, and I and 23 others from around the country testified there in 2005. And all we did was show the data that says there is no information whatsoever about non-life elements ever becoming life. And everything that has been tried in a test tube in laboratories fails miserably because you have to have all of it there, all the proteins and carbohydrates and lipids and nucleic acids, all the complex molecules have to all be there working together under proper control. So after all that testimony, the Kansas Citizens for Science, which is the atheistic evolutionary camp, was allowed 2 weeks to bring in all the experts they wanted to refute anything we said. Mm. But all we said was right out of the data, right out of the research. So they'd have to be refuting all of the research. Well, they decided that there was nothing they could refute. So they boycotted. And they told the media, and I was reading this in the newspaper when I was down there testifying, they told the media, this group just wants to teach religion in the schools. That was their rebuttal. So they had no data. So the State Board of Education in Kansas then changed the wording in their mandate of how to teach science K-12 so that if you had data that refuted some of the claims of the textbook, you could teach that as long as it had data from a journal that was a juried and refereed journal. Gee, like real science, perhaps. And they passed that. And that stayed on the books for the next 2 years. Within those 2 years, the Kansas Citizens for Science managed to get some of their people elected into the State Board of Education. And 2 years later, they voted to rescind all that language that would have opened up origins to actual investigation. And now you have to teach the textbook. I love it. Life on planet Earth.